Although it's kind of old, so I hope it still works.
That's all right. It kind of works.
I hope it works.
There you go. It's not working.
Not working.
I mean, what kind of material is that? It's plastic.
Oh, the marker's dead, isn't it? What about this
one? Ain't nothing but a hound dog.
In a hound dog. Let's try that. Oh, that might... Is that like a...
Yeah.
Like a brush?
Yeah, it's a brush marker.
That might work. It's working.
Hopefully you can, like, get it around the corners, though. That's the thing. You know? The little turns and stuff.
It's working. You weigh nothing but an air moss.
Air moss. Air moss.
Air moss has become like a mystical creature. There's the DM. We have the DM.
So can I have a? See, Dylan, did you pack my mouse pad?
Yeah.
Maybe it's good if we have the mouse pads.
To roll on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's roll on our sheets.
Whatever you want.
Well, we're okay for the most part.
You guys
part.
Okay?
Yeah, we're okay. If you want to roll in
I'm probably fine then.
Okay.
No. Okay, you're going to roll. Okay, because I want to...
And these dice can roll in a very short space and stop.
Okay.
Yeah,
your dice... Oh, my dice are also in there. My bag.
This podcast features adults using adult language. You have been warned.
Puzzle uses adult language. They're adults. Yeah.
What
oh my gosh. Okay, I'm not using this die.
Which one?
I rolled it like 7 times, and each time it was below 10.
What, the d20?
This one. My precision.
I'm trying to figure out, because I keep knocking these over. Can I put this in?
9.
Yeah. 7. No.
7.
Put them like flat on top.
6.
Yeah.
20.
That's fine.
2. I'm getting random rolls.
So at what point do you want to pick up one?
Wherever you want to start.
Where, the point where...
They get up the stairs, that's it?
A little bit past that, possibly.
Well, what are they, I mean, it, I think probably you'll start as soon as they are
in the
other place. Once they've fully entered
Once they figure out what to do.
Okay.
Because I don't know what's going on with that.
You didn't plan something, some transition with that?
No. I thought you were doing it. I thought we were fixing it.
No.
I wasn't sure. Okay.
Well, then I'll just have to improv. That's fine. I thought you were going to create something cool.
No. I had no idea.
Okay.
I thought mine was just after they passed through.
Do we see two windows now?
They get up the stairs. They're in a large hall. It's dim, and around half of the size of Grand Cardinal Hall when it was in its original form.
Can you draw us a little map?
Sure.
It's the Grand Cardinal Hall.
Are we going to want a thing?
Yeah,
okay, because I'm not here. I'll go get it.
Sure.
Okay.
Maybe you said Grand Cardinal Hall.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was just giant cardinals.
No, actually, in Staten Island, there's an ad that runs, and it's like this foreign couple that owns this like wedding hall, I guess, and they have this really thick accent, and it's really funny because this is the cheesiest ad you'll ever see, right? Commercial.
I don't know. We live in New Jersey.
I mean, and then at the very end, they just say together. They're standing on the big stairs, and they're like. Grand Prosper Hall. It's Grand Prospect Hall. Grand Prosper Hall.
I think I've seen this commercial.
Yeah.
At Lola's.
Probably.
So it's like a wedding place or something?
Like the 90s, when they made it.
Sneak under all your stuff.
It's stuck very well.
Grand Prosper Hall.
That.
Ruski. Okay, so we got the muffler here.
You got pencils too, guys, if you need them.
Oh, yeah.
We'll never run out of pencils. Eros will never run out of crossbow bolts.
Kuro has drawn a map.
Thanks, Kuro.
You've arrived up the stairs.
What's this?
Are facing west. There are columns.
So it's like this.
Okay, so but what are those things? Those look like curtains to me.
Those are just the arches and the columns.
Okay. But we can go underneath
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
How tall are
these? Is that the same thing as the lower area?
It looks exactly the same.
You don't want to know what I thought the lower area looked like then.
What do you mean? What lower area?
Like the where we came from.
The basement? Great Cardinal Hall.
Yeah.
But this time it's unfinished.
Yeah.
Yes.
How tall are the arches? They're huge.
Yeah, the ceiling, just like the ceiling was previously. Now the ceiling in Grand Cardinal Hall is kind of infinite because it's the sky.
Yeah.
But previously the ceiling was...
It's like 50 feet up.
Not 50 feet up, but more like 30. 25 feet.
The stranger couldn't do both. Huh?
Well, are there any windows here?
You're facing a very dimly lit window.
Yo, let's go through.
Yeah, let me try to figure this out first. Calm down. Calm yourself.
By dimly lit, it means not lit.
That's not something...
Well, I'm dimly lit. That's what they always say about me. Working just fine.
So you're not lit. Said Carl.
What is that supposed to mean?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Alright, so we got a dilemma, guys. I'm thinking we can't go through that window because it's not lit.
Could it be that we have to power it like the other windows again?
You know, I'm going to say yes.
So that works.
Well, let's look at the window. It's this curl.
Yeah, that's a good point. So what does it look like?
What does it look like?
Do a history check.
3+.
I want to help.
Alright. I have an 18.
Yeah. What?
18 to history.
Total?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I help? I mean, I think she might make it worse.
No, so. don't do it. Carl won't help.
Yelling answers at someone when they're trying to remember something generally makes it worse.
That's what Eros would do.
Stranger got 21.
Yep.
Because he's trained in...
Marlon will read information about the window appropriate to...
So I got an 18.
What is the
stranger got a 21?
He rolled a 3.
I know. I know, it's still funny. Stranger just barely edged him out. Town scene. Various people aiding and being aided by others. In the top left, some tend to the sick. To the right of this... Smiling benefactors give water and bread to people who look starved. Below this, motherly figures pull fresh clothing over similarly fragile-looking peoples. Like, the people getting bread and water are also being dressed by the other people.
That's so weird. That's a weird-looking thing.
Is this, like, benevolence?
Does this look like,
Q should roll an intelligence check. To
intelligence check, roll under your int, please.
I got a 4.
Did you make it?
This represents... Well, wait, what's your intelligence?
20.
I think intelligence is only...
And you
20.
Rolled a 4? Okay, you just barely made it. This
that would have been bad.
Scene represents the virtue of charity.
Charity, guys. Just like the other ones, it's another virtue. Except everyone's.
It is a positive.
It means being nice to people. That's what I'm saying.
It means this is a challenge. Last time, we went through and we saw courage.
Yes.
And courage did not activate the window. It activated a boulder.
That's true. But this time there's no boulder, because clearly
How
I can...
How do you know this?
Well, According... Could you stop flexing in front of me?
Yes. That's not actually... Yes.
That could be true. There could be a boulder, but... I'm just gonna say that there's no boulder. Okay. Okay, I'm trying to be convincing.
I'm listening.
Clearly you're not gonna believe me. There's probably gonna be a boulder. So it walks away. So, but can I approach the window?
Go ahead and approach the window.
Eros readies an attack.
Chill out.
The stranger stands behind Eros.
Eros is ready for the window to attack. Mimic window or something.
It's gonna bite my hand.
It'll swallow up Q. It's just, you know, like wallpaper pretending to be a dimly lit window in a mysterious hall.
Can I touch the window?
You touch the window. It's cold to the touch.
And you die.
It's like the other ones. It's like the justice window before.
So we gotta find a way to power it, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
How are we gonna do that, dude?
Let's ask the Hand of Fate.
Oh, yeah.
15 minutes.
Eros.
Yeah, it was good.
Have you ever heard of finger fencing?
No.
Let us play a game.
Kuro is piling on.
Would be more useful, strength or dex?
Do you need any help, Kuro?
Nope. Kuro is rolling something.
So the stranger...
He's getting together the components. I'm just getting the components here.
What are those?
It's the components for Hand of Fate. Haven't you seen me use it before?
That looks like yeast.
Did you make that?
Yeast.
It's massaging the components.
So he doesn't have a drawer.
Are you a baker?
He's spinning the components for Hand of Fate.
I've never seen this before. It's like it's like he's
tosses
making
the disc of components into the
Eros
air.
Barely cares
and catches it. Continues spinning it.
We should do a contest.
Five more minutes, he says.
You guys are doing a contest in finger fencing.
Yeah.
What is it? Dex?
It's acrobatics.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
We both have a train. The stranger doesn't have it. Stranger messes up.
It's working.
Yeah.
Yes.
Best 3 out of 5.
Best, like 5 out of 11.
Okay, 5 out of 11.
No, it's a 7 out of 11.
7-11.
Two in a row.
You are good at this.
This is kind of my thing, dude.
All right, another one.
Is he still doing hand fake?
Just 5 minutes.
What's your... 15.
He's pouring
how do you,
sauce on the Hand of Fate components.
What is this going...
Topping and putting it in evenly spread toppings?
That looks like you're cooking food.
Here are the Hand of Fate components. Looks like this.
And did you work for, like...
This is bad.
Father John's or something like that?
Like
Father Jonathan's?
This is going to really screw me up.
Who's Father Jonathan?
It's like,
what priestly order is he from?
Well, no, it's not a priestly order. It's, see, back where I'm from, they used to sell food on the street, and they used to sell these things called,
stranger to the back for
potsies. Like potsie? Have you ever had potsie?
That's such a ridiculous name. Why would I ever eat anything called
It's potsie? Delicious. And it looks exactly like what you're making it. Potsie.
This is for a divine ritual.
He sprained his pinky.
It's not edible.
It clearly looks edible to me.
He's clearly putting down pieces that look like slices of mushrooms and peppers.
It's potsie, guys.
What the hell is potsie?
Your heart. Potsie, it's like the circular dish. Looks like this. I'm going to draw it for you.
Oh, right. My hometown specializes
Here's
in that, actually.
Right.
Here are the components. This is what the components look like.
I thought you didn't know.
Potsy. Look at where
my hometowns are from.
There's a reddish sauce that he's putting on.
You get some?
This is for a divine ritual. It's not edible. You guys are...
I didn't mean to offend you, but it definitely looks
I
like...
I totally
it.
Meant to offend
just
you,
a minute.
Actually.
You always do that.
Come on.
Yeah, so?
Have you figured out a way to get through this thing?
No, I'm waiting for the Hand of Fate. Chillax.
Yeah, I'm getting pretty antsy.
Don't worry about it. Just read a book or something.
The doc told me I got something else in my head. It's, you know, I can't focus on things sometimes.
What are you talking about?
I don't know, man.
You got another disease in your head?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the psychic energy?
No.
Not the psychic energy?
No, it's like people who have trouble, you know...
Getting it up?
Picking one target in combat, you know? They just bounce from target to target.
Is that what you meant by not being lit? You have trouble getting it up?
Yeah, correct.
Why are you laughing?
Well,
serious.
Did you have that problem, Kuro?
Hand of fate. So the components here.
Delicious.
Transform into this.
It's a big fat pizza. Father John's.
Father John's. Yes.
There used to
be.
Can
we order from Father John's, please?
Potsy. Oh, yes, Potsy.
This is not the stranger.
I don't care.
That's how they all sound. All
right, this is a very potent Hand of Fate incantation. The Hand of Fate appears.
Yeah. Not four fingers this time.
It's particularly potent.
Instead of just one.
Kuro has been training his Hand of Fate.
Wow. It's really improved.
It looks strong. It's
very impressive.
I'm actually kind of impressed. If you can make...
Okay. Alright. We must decide what question to ask the Hand of Fate.
Yo, Hand of Fate, which way are we going?
Chill out. Relax. Well...
And just points towards the window. Well, great, thanks.
Okay, no.
Ask another question.
How many questions can we ask it again?
Just we have 8 minutes to ask questions.
Okay, great. So,
cool.
Where's
the hidden tube?
That's a good question.
Is it hidden?
That's not a good question. It's probably hidden.
The Hand of Fate points to Q. Maybe it didn't hear it. Maybe it's in a hidden cue. anyway, but we need to figure out what...
What?
I don't know what's hidden about Q, though.
I'm right here.
He's right here.
Zen.
What's Zen?
Is that also a mystery? With a dancer. We have Zen.
So, Hand of Fate. Where is the activator that will allow us to pass through this window?
Points to the stranger.
Yes.
You're the way to get in here.
You're the way.
It says he's the activator. I don't know. Maybe he'll activate.
Punch it.
What do you have?
Stranger dance.
That's a good idea.
The stranger dance isn't for me.
It's a very nice dance.
Stranger, be charitable to me.
I let you win.
Ooh.
But it didn't do anything. The
stranger's clearly lying.
It's because you're not lit.
Here. You are clearly a man in need
of... The stranger's not listening, and he's emptying his pockets. What does he have in front of him?
There's nothing in the... Well, the stranger doesn't really have anything in his pockets.
He chooses his hat.
Why are you emptying your pockets?
He's looking if he has some sort of power source in his pockets.
Oh.
The stranger's gonna examine the window, the size of it.
Okay.
That's a 24 perception. Are there any like sides that can be opened up or? Anything on the window?
It's a window and a very solid wall.
But is there anything else surrounding the wall?
Walls.
Just wall.
All walls.
Of course.
Quick, let's ask Hand of Fate another question.
Is the hand... the stranger asks if the window is closed.
No, it's... Oh, that's a good question.
Let's ask this. see this hand of fate? He has a yes and a no. Which one of these is the answer to the following question? Is the window in front of which we are standing, that I am pointing to at this moment, now...
And eternally.
Closed. It's like a Ouija board.
Come on. In the middle?
It floats in the middle.
Yes and no?
That's a stupid answer.
Then perhaps it is only halfway closed, and we must halfway open it.
Well, I mean, charity,
that
right?
That doesn't make that much...
Charity.
Not so much sense.
Can't we give something... Do you think we can give something to the window? Do we have anything to offer to the window?
Really don't want to give it anything, actually.
Can I borrow can I borrow a gold piece?
Sure. Stranger, you got any money?
Yes. I have money.
Can I borrow some?
Isn't this all in the vault?
That's a good point, actually.
The stranger opens the vault, because he's the one who carries it.
Yes.
Wow, so he opens it and jumps. He jumps in and jumps out.
Okay, it looks like you have 10 pounds of dirt. No, 20 pounds of dirt on each side. A wheelbarrow. 5,000 gold pieces. Some magicycles. A fuzzy black orb of energy.
Is there anything that's related to doors inside the vault?
Related to the doors?
Related to doors in general.
Oh, there's a knock scroll.
That's mine. Yep, let's do that.
Alright, use the knock scroll.
I'm going to use the knock scroll.
A key, a ghostly key forms. Floating into the air.
Mm-hmm.
Knock. It flies sideways through the wall.
Through the wall?
Through the wall on your right side.
Like ghostly. Through the wall.
Yep.
God damn it.
It happened before.
A grate slides over the stairs and locks into place.
How big is a grate?
As big as a stairwell.
Every time.
Stranger does a handstand on the grate.
You're very impressive.
Not secure. It is very secure.
In other words, we're not leaving.
Good news. You're locked in.
Alright. Good progress so far.
I do not understand this joke.
Kuro?
I don't know. What in the world could we use to open this, to go through this window?
Do we have any other keys?
I don't think so. I'm checking my
bag.
Where
do we go next to open this window?
Through this window.
Floating hand.
The hand is trying to answer so many questions. Wait, one at a time.
Okay,
what's the important
question? Alright, floating
hand.
Can
you spell my name? Yes!
It's writing in the air.
Floating hand. Point to the direction that we have to go to open the window.
Was that the question they asked before?
Where do we have to go?
Where do we have to go?
Well, where do we have to go next?
To open the window.
Oh, okay.
To open the window.
So it goes through the window, points towards the window, and then points the other way.
Down the stairs?
Here's the window.
But the window's here, right?
Yes.
The stranger goes the other opposite direction of the window.
Backwards.
Okay.
Is there anything over there? Perception check.
The stranger... Okay, go ahead.
That's 24.
The stranger seems to be walking in place.
What's happening? Can you move towards us anymore?
Have the stranger do a wisdom check.
rolling under his wisdom.
What's going on?
He rolled his wisdom. Does that count?
The stranger has to move in the other direction, but in the same direction.
Stranger moonwalks towards the window. Does it work?
The window is glowing. Faintly, but a little less faintly.
Ah, so you must do this.
Is he going to try to go through the window?
Stranger tries to do a handspring backwards.
Through the window?
Yes.
The stranger disappears.
I can't believe it.
Finally.
I cannot believe it.
Arrows just sits down.
Are you coming?
Arrow stands back up.
I'm gonna stand on my desk and try to float backwards into the window.
Okay, so Q floats on his tensor's floating desk and disappears.
I also do like a somersault into the window.
Alright, do an acrobatics check.
I take like 10 damage. Fall down. 19.
Okay.
Okay, so Eros successfully backflips through the window.
Okay.
In a very exasperated manner, like... Just backflips. Okay. Kuro climbs very clumsily backwards. Through the...
Just drops everything.
He's still walking backwards. The party's standing there. He bumps into the party.
How much damage did we take?
From Kuro bumping into the same backwards.
Bump.
All right, roll a 3d12. No, don't do it.
That's scary.
Everyone's here? I think everyone's here.
Yeah, I'm
here. The party is in a strange room. Facing a window.
What the hell?
Oh, so we must...
This is the same window, isn't it?
It's the same window, but it's reversed. It's flipped horizontally.
Q, what's going on?
I don't know. That's a really good question. I'm going to take a look around.
There's the sound of running water coming from somewhere.
Eros runs straight back through the window.
You jump, try to do a somersault in the window, roll an acrobatics check.
19.
Okay. You do a somersault in the window, and then catch yourself on the ledge of the window as your head... Your hair barely grazes a perfectly solid window.
And
you fall forward.
Can't go through.
What about going forward towards it?
Nope.
Solid.
Oh, cool. We're stuck here too now.
How about any doors?
So... You're in a large hall with kind of worn down stairs leading upwards.
Oh.
The stone here is lighter colored, but still perfectly smooth.
I can take it from here.
Yeah.
So the stone here is very smooth, and it's very hard gray stone. Looks like you're in a strange hallway under.
Does it look like marble? Like white marble?
Not quite.
I say we head up these stairs, because there's nowhere else to go.
Wait, describe it again, there's stairs?
There's stairs leading up from here, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I'm just trying to figure
out. But we see the mirror,
the window.
The window is just there, in a wall.
And it's directly opposite the stairs?
The stairs are not
they're on
like
the side.
That anymore. It's just stairs leading up around. Like
okay.
This is a basement of some sort.
Okay.
With a window randomly in one wall of the basement.
Why don't we go up?
Yes.
Who wants to go first?
I will.
Okay.
I'll follow.
So the stranger runs up the stairs.
Whoa, slow down. Okay, come on.
The stranger runs up the stairs.
Okay, let's go.
Stairs.
Oh my god.
Okay. Yeah. The stranger runs up the stairs and he stops because it's looks like it's a kind of wide open area. The sound of running water is nearby. It's louder outside. Looks like you're, when you hit the top of the stairs, it looks like you're standing in the, it's sort of a tower of sorts. Not the same way, but it looks like a, you know, kind of like a what you would think is a watchtower.
Is the tower, are you inside the tower?
It's kind of like, no, it's just the base of the tower.
Oh, so it's a ruined tower.
It's a ruined watchtower, yeah.
What do we see?
Something happened here, yeah. What else do we see?
Are we outside?
We were outside.
Is this like a wooded area?
It's a wooded area, maybe atop a hill.
How big are the openings?
Which openings?
Well, we can see outside, right?
Yeah, no, it's just like the base of it.
It's like the roof is gone, everyone's gone.
Yeah.
You figured it would be.
Do we see the sky? Is it?
It's.
Or is it covered by trees?
It's
tall trees?
It's covered by tall trees.
Tall trees.
And bushes.
The watchtower is underneath trees.
It looks like it's been overgrown.
Mm. You know what's really upsetting? I said as I'm starting to float away, like outside of the tower area. Too bad that there's just this forest, but we're not actually outside. Or at least I think so.
You hit a bunch of vines.
God damn it. Stupid. So this is like a non-Fentress floating disk zone.
How far away is he now? How far did he make it?
Maybe about 15 feet.
How's it going over there?
It sucks, because I can't float over all of this. It's gross.
Like, you're hitting basically vegetation that's grown up to, like, knee height.
I can't. I can get off.
You're standing in bushes with thorns.
Ow. I'm going to try to get back on my desk.
All right, I'm going to try to help you.
Okay, I'm waiting for your help.
All right, come on back now.
All right, who's not ready? Let's go now. Okay. Is anybody not ready? Okay, good. Let's go.
Is there a path that I can carve out? I'm
gonna... You can. It's a very, very loose kind of like remnants of a path. Everything's overgrown.
Kuro's walking down the path.
Vines and thorniness.
Can you help me cut this down, please?
Kuro's just walking through the vines. It's sticking to him, and he's pulling.
I'm going to weed whack the way.
Eros takes out his dagger? I haven't used this in a while.
You don't need.
You still have one?
Yeah.
I think you lost it.
He cuts things clumsily, because it's his offhand.
You can use your...
No. You never let go of the crossbow.
You sleep with that thing. It's like
your
teddy bear.
So you're at the top of a hill, and you're coming down the hill. Looks like there's maybe a town in the distance.
What's the weather like?
Civilization.
It's very sunny. It's very sunny.
Wow.
Nice.
That's it, guys.
We're gonna tan.
We're going to get a bath.
Let's go to the beach. It's a little chilly, but sunny.
Mm.
It's like, you know,
Massanutten. No pollen. That's nice. Guys, let's go.
But it's very sunny and it's very bright outside.
I say we go
looks
down.
Looks like it's midday.
I think it's a good idea.
Let's ask the hand. Is the hand still around?
No, we left it on the other side of the window.
Oh, god damn it.
I don't want another 15 minutes. Let's just go.
No, I have to wait a while before casting this.
Yeah, let's just go.
Yes. So there's the town in the distance. That seems to be the only thing around here.
Is that a lake I see?
Yes.
Water!
Yes. Thank goodness gracious. We're saved.
Marlon, do you need the map?
Yeah, I'm looking at the map.
I'm just kidding. We're not really saved. See, the thing is that it feels like forever we were sitting in that tower.
It's right close to the thing.
Can't tell on your map.
So See, the funny thing...
I didn't mark the thing.
Oh.
In Rune, is that there are not many bodies of lakes. Well, actually, I was just never allowed to go to the Lataria State Lake.
Why?
Because I was always studying.
That's really lame.
Can you... Did you want the...
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, my...
The description?
Mom didn't force me to study.
Yeah, why don't you...
Use the iPad.
I was the one who wanted to study.
It's the first heading.
That's probably even lamer, dude.
Mm. Oh, no, moms are...
No, I'm looking
at that suck.
Do you want to use that for the map, then?
That might be
it. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to open it.
It's in paper.
Oh, it's in paper.
You never studied?
No.
Didn't you go to school?
I went to school. I went there.
Where did you go?
Where's paper?
I don't remember.
Then how do you remember that you went to school?
It's good.
I went to school in general. Maybe.
Really?
I figure everyone did it, so I might as well.
So you're just guessing that you went to school?
Yeah.
Well, saying that you're... Okay, add these numbers up for me. Can you do 2 plus 2?
They were, like, super nice at the tea place. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm planning on buying this stuff. And
4.
They basically give us, like, an entire
okay.
of this tea.
Well, that's good. Can you do... Can you tell me what color my cloak is?
It's white. I have no idea.
You gotta be kidding me.
Okay, so it looks like there's a large lake. Sorry, I didn't memorize the map. There's a large lake running by. And it runs. Does it run into?
Yeah.
It runs into the town.
There's a river.
The river runs into.
Into. Yeah.
Do we see the town entrance? Can we just like stroll right in through the gate?
You kind of follow a path along the river, basically.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll do
so
that.
So can I describe the town from Crow's
perspective?
Yeah, why don't
you do that? Yeah.
So, the area in is a heavily wooded area, mostly coniferous trees, pine trees.
Mm-hmm.
You're standing in the foothills of rather large hilly mountains, not the jagged mountains, but the hilly mountains. It's sunny, and the sun is pretty high overhead. There's a very, very large lake you're facing.
Can I see the end of it on the other side, or...?
You do.
Oh, okay.
It's quite large, though.
Okay.
Yeah, you can see the end of it. And you see the other shore, right?
Sure.
There are various boats sailing on the lake.
That's nice.
Can I flash them the map really quickly to show them where they kind of are?
Yeah.
All right, so you're about here.
Oh.
No, up more.
Oh,
northwest.
Wait.
Northwest
west?
Of the hexagon.
Okay. You're like here.
No, south. Just really not close to the hexagon.
Like right here.
Yeah.
And where's the town?
That big hexagonal.
Yes,
block of
you
gold.
See. You see, on the edge of a lake where it feeds into a river, is a very large town. You probably even call it a city, with walls arranged six sides into a hexagon. Through the center of a town, a river runs through. It's quite large.
You know what I'm saying?
You see wagons, like little tiny dots moving in the distance. You can make out wagons being pulled by large...
What?
What?
Bulls or something?
Okay, what shape is that town?
It's a hexagon.
Do you have paper?
Yeah, I've got plenty.
Good.
Why?
Just good to have paper.
Okay.
Okay, so the stranger just kind of like walks to. He's walking towards the town.
Oh.
In general, and yeah, so it's good to have paper. Paper is very good to have.
Does he mean paper handy? But I can do that.
The stranger's not within earshot anymore. He's walking towards.
Guys,
the town.
We should probably keep up with him.
Good idea.
Well, let's keep up with him. He's gonna float on over.
Norris is also gonna float on over because he'll try to attach himself to the disc.
What the fuck?
Whatever. So they,
I was being dragged.
You get to the gates of the town. It's just very wide and open. Looks like you could just walk right in. It's a large, bustling town.
I'm gonna go into the town and. Like, what's the architecture type? Is it, like, stone brick type stuff?
Yeah, very, very dense kind of...
Like, oh, inside the town?
Inside the town.
Oh, the walls are smooth, stone.
Oh.
Just like, you know, just like the watchtower, actually.
Oh.
The ruined watchtower.
So this place is pretty well developed. And, I mean, it's not a total piece of crap. I mean, you said it's almost like...
Where are you standing?
I'm standing in the middle of the gate.
In the middle of the gate.
Yeah, just looking around. Okay. Is there, you know, I'm going to try to go... The best way to do this, I think, guys, I think we should go to find the center. Do I see the stranger? Is he still walking away?
The stranger is looking around. He's rather confused by the largeness of this town. He did not expect something like this, even though he saw it from a distance.
I have a feeling that if we go to the center of the town, we can pretty much orient ourselves pretty well.
The stranger walks over to you. Perhaps we should find the center of this town.
Yes. That is exactly what I just said.
Ah. We think like.
Yes. Okay, you can move.
Do you think we should talk to the people here?
Well, let's go to the center of the town first, though.
Maybe they can tell us where the center of the town is.
Well, I was just going to
follow. Or I can do Hand of Fate again.
No, a man runs Hey, you guys look pretty strong. Could you help me out with something?
Yeah,
how are you? Yeah, I'm the strongest one here.
Oh, are you?
I got you.
Well, I got a job I can pay you for.
You know, I got you, man.
All right. So,
are you sure we have time for...
Look, I just gotta get this thing over to the guild over. So, I'll just they paid me up front, so I'll give you some of this to just, you know, just, he points at a wagon. I just got some of this to just bring it over to the guild. He's very earnest about this.
Can I see what his motives are? Can I try to figure out what he's, if he's, is he
yeah, roll,
the truth?
Roll insight. Everybody just roll insight.
Okay.
Okay, so
that looks really cool now, by the way. The dice.
Yeah, 22.
This dude is entirely truthful. He's just in a rush, and he's just flustered because he... It looks like he's been, you know, delayed somehow.
What's in the cart?
Yeah, just look for yourself. It's just the bees. He's a wagon full of bees.
Okay, that makes sense. Where do you need to go?
The guild. Just the guild. Okay, here. There's how many? Four of you? All right. Two platinum sound good? All right, let's go. Okay, I'm gonna head over. I'll see you guys tomorrow, right? Right? Yeah, all right. I'll see you later. He runs over.
How is he gonna see us tomorrow?
He's giving you these small bars of platinum. Just very tiny bars of platinum.
They're not even platinum coins.
Are they... How big are they? They're like this big, right? Just like Kit Kats, right?
Yeah.
Dude, come on.
Half a Kit Kat or so?
Like the mini Kit Kats?
Mm-hmm. The mini Kit Kats. They're about the size of mini Kit Kats. There's platinum. There's two of them.
About the size of dominoes, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's
maybe narrower. Or else is
already attempting.
What type of currency?
Ah. So we must bring the wagon to the guild.
Where's the guild?
That...
He didn't even tell us, did he?
Perhaps, well...
Why so wait, there are bees in here?
Maybe we're supposed to know. Maybe you should...
Is my celestial timepiece working? Celestial timepiece is working?
Celestial timepieces are just like kind of like calibrating.
Mm. Well, this is no use.
You have to move it in a...
Aris wants to go bang on the wagon a little bit.
An eight, in order to
see
calibrate.
See if there are actual bees in there.
Some bees come out of the wagon and just kind of circle around and then go back in the wagon.
Why are there bees in the wagon?
Why are they free? Why are they free to fly around?
Why are there bees in the wagon?
Why would they need to transport bees that can fly around freely?
Perhaps. Excuse me. Can I try to stop somebody?
Yeah.
All right.
She looks at you and she's confused. She's with her child.
Yo, we are, excuse me,
she
ma'am.
Sees a wagon of bees and goes, and covers the child's eyes and walks away very quickly. And she goes,
too aggressive. You're too aggressive. You're way too aggressive.
Eros finds some cloth or something, you know, in his pocket, holds it up. He wants to hold it up and run up to a group of people.
What are you doing? Stop. What are you holding up, Eros? That's disgusting. Eros, stop. Don't hold that up.
You run up to a group of, like, gentlemen. They're dressed really...
Halt!
Really,
please forgive him. He has brain damage.
He's dressed really finely in suits, actually, and ties.
Halt!
How large are the gentlemen?
They're varying sizes. One is like looks to be pretty short, maybe about 3-4 feet tall. One is, you know, about
I'm gonna follow Eros
5 feet tall.
We are the guard. Halt!
You don't look like guards.
Don't worry about it. Undercover.
What do you... Undercover?
Yep.
Why?
Don't
ask. Are those bees?
Yes.
How dare you? Where's the... trying to spoil things.
Stop.
He walks away.
What's with these bees, honestly? Could you calm down and put that away? Put it back on.
Alright, Koro would like to what's the street was? Okay. Koro would like to stop somebody and ask for directions to the guild.
That's way too
Hello?
Easy.
Hello? Excuse me?
Small child is sitting there. Just kind of staring off.
To him?
Just playing with rocks.
Hello, young child.
He's dressed really well, too.
Hello, young child. I'm wondering where or in what direction the guild is.
Which guild?
The... Which one is the best?
Which one would have bees?
I don't think that's... I can't do a child's voice.
Excuse me?
I don't think that's fair to say, because all of them have their...
Sure.
Are those bees?
Oh, no.
Okay, someone's got to move this card away so we can ask people questions. Alright? I volunteer, Q, to move it away.
What? No! I'm not going to walk with the bees.
Someone's been sitting here watching all of this going on.
Eros Red is an attack.
It's just a...
Watch out, he has brain damage!
Why don't you describe what this young man looks like?
I'm not going to move the cart. I think you should move the cart. He asked you to move the cart.
That's the incredulous face also after you guys.
Like.
You,
yeah.
Come to think of it, you think he may have been there the entire time.
And this is exactly what the young man sees. Watch out, he has brain damage!
Wait. No, I don't. He's lying.
Like this,
city guard.
Don't touch the cloth that he's holding.
The young man probably just watched you get a wagon full of bees, and then everybody's just walking away from you, cutting it out.
Yeah.
Are you?
I don't need this.
I'm
paper
sorry.
Right. This sheet's like useless.
How old does this guy look?
He looks pretty young. Maybe younger than you.
Yo, kid. We're the city guard. Just tell us which guild we got to go to, please.
You're lying.
I'm sorry,
you're
he
not the guard.
He has brain damage.
I'm sorry.
This is his first time outside in a long time. He's actually very talented, but he has...
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
Excuse me. Where do the bees go?
Don't believe him. He's not a guard.
The young man points at a... Points at a building that clearly says Odds and Ends Guild down the street, but you shouldn't look at it.
Wait, why are we even trying to deliver the bees? We have the payment already.
I don't think we want to be walking around with
bees. Do you
want
the wagon?
We can leave the bees.
Do you want
the
wagon of bees?
You said you would bring them.
He's been listening.
Well, then.
Kid's right.
Let us bring the bees.
Bring the beast.
The stranger walks over to the wagon and begins trying to, like, pull the wagon and realizes that two of the wheels are missing. Perhaps this is why he asked if we were strong.
You know what, guys? Here, I'm gonna do this.
Which wheels are missing?
Opposite sides.
You know what I'm gonna... Guys, here's
like
what I'm gonna do.
Diagonal?
Yeah.
I have a plan.
Crawl under it.
No, I'm not...
All you must do is put it on your back and walk.
Defend us from having to expend this energy, please.
Here's what we're going to do, okay? I'm going to slide the disc right underneath the back axle, right? So it's going to be like... So if this is the back of the cart, I'm going to stick the disc under here, and then we can lift it up like that, and we can move it forward.
What?
So we...
Just tell me what to do.
Just, okay, grab
the
right
the wagon.
Side.
It is too heavy and full of bees.
Grab, okay, everyone, can you please grab the front handle of the wagon, the
I
right side?
I have the bottom.
Grab the handle. Just grab the handle.
This is my handle.
Let me go over.
Oh.
Let me get over it.
Oh, no. All right. No, why would you... All
right. Curl, curl. Right.
The handle. Everyone see a handle?
No.
Okay.
I have a handle. I will all right, take everyone, this side and that one.
All right, everyone, guys, no, this is going to be fine. Nope. Just, everyone just nope. Lift.
I'm giving up
lift,
already.
Lift.
I'm giving
one,
up.
Just lift the wagon.
One, two,
on three.
Go.
Three.
Okay, thank you. Wait, why are you helping us even? Okay, we're going to go, we're going to drag the cart towards to the shop.
Or
the
stranger's
under
me.
I walk
on me.
In front of him.
Oh.
The stranger is underneath it and trying to do like a farmer's walk.
Be careful, they're bees.
Yeah. Crow is touching me.
Oh, I know.
Oh my god. You?
I
yeah.
Lead him around.
What?
The
oh
back.
My god.
You
have to let go.
Around the back.
Around.
Don't let go. Don't let go, please.
I don't even want to
the proper
look.
Proper way or not the proper way?
There's right. Something in my side.
Is
Kuro facing
through,
me?
Through the door?
I can't look.
The back door?
No, like to the back door.
Just okay. Keep walking. We're almost there.
He's actually facing away from you.
Then what? How is that possible?
It says,
holy symbol.
Ornament.
From his butt?
From the
his
side.
Butt ornament?
You arrive to the
side ornament.
To the side door of the guild.
All right, everyone.
Looks like a loading dock of sorts.
Let it down.
I run in.
Let it down. Let it down. Let it down.
All right. Okay.
Excellent. I say that we... Yes, why don't we do that again?
Okay. No. We're gonna... Let me put my glasses back on. Is everyone okay?
Yeah, those are very invigorating.
Did we lose any bees? Any bees that are floating around?
Any bees who are lost, please raise your hand.
Not like that. Just
okay,
look around first.
Well, you hear some stomping. Very heavy.
Okay,
footsteps.
Fine. We'll do a roll call. All right. Bee number one. I'm sorry. Bee number zero. Here. Bee number two. Here. Bee number three.
I give up.
B number four.
You hear some stomping, and
B number five.
a grayish hand comes out, and out comes a Goliath. He's very tall. He's even for a Goliath. Mm. He just kind of shrugs his shoulders. He's wearing suspenders and almost plaid shirt, and he's wearing a very clearly fake mustache.
Hi.
Wow, what the hell is on your face?
Hi,
friend?
I'm.
It's my mustache.
Number seven.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my mustache.
Don't worry. I'll handle this.
Roll nature. Both of you.
What?
177. 178.
Oh, good thing I rolled a 6.
14.
Yeah,
14 to nature.
Same to me, probably.
Unless you have
the
brain damage.
The kid is standing right behind in the doorway.
Unless you have brain damage, you realize that Goliaths can't actually grow body hair or facial hair of any sort.
Nice mustache.
Thank you.
I got this. Yo, so we got the bees. We're going to bring them to you.
Oh.
We haven't been paid yet, though.
The bees.
So we need, before we hand these bees over. Okay, this is not going to work. This one over here.
Oh, ever?
B213. I'm sorry, he has brain damage. I'm taking a roll call, though. He has brain damage.
That's
so just...
Kuro, you can't tell people that anymore.
277.
Yes. The man is just, I'm... Why don't I know you?
We're new around here.
Yeah.
I mean...
Did you say he has brain damage?
Well, Kuro's kidding.
317. Yes, he has a minor brain damage. This is again the first. This is the first time he's been outside a long while.
Do you have trouble remembering things sometimes?
No.
Yes, he does.
Random Goliath man. We shouldn't be telling our weaknesses.
Do you have trouble Did you just meet him?
Yes.
I mean. A couple days.
He seems very confused.
Q-Latari giving away all of our secrets.
I got this.
Okay.
I got this.
Towards his mustache.
I mean, we're okay. We're going to be fine. Yeah, so we kind of need the...
578. All right, everybody's here. Hello, I am Kuro.
And
representative of Moradin. Moradin.
Who?
The great... he's a cool guy. And he, if you're also cool, he's probably also cool with you. Do you dig?
Not recently.
Do you live under a rock or something?
Dan. So this is going smoothly.
I'm going
to
be like...
Do you guys want to come in? The bees are out here.
What? We brought the bees to you.
Can
we
go inside? They're supposed to stay here.
Yeah, can we...
on the outside.
Let's go in for a drink.
Okay.
On the house?
I would like that. Please.
No, in a cup.
Can we just...
Your way of thinking.
Can we all a drink? This? Oh, why, I can't. He walks inside.
Ever disappears into the...
Where'd that kid go?
Oh. Boy, oh boy.
You see just all kinds of... There's no one here, though. It's just very quiet.
Wow, it's a nice place.
Yeah, it's usually a lot more full.
Why is it so empty today?
Yeah.
They're not back yet. A lot of people went out to get some giant's ears. So we,
Sure.
You know what? You guys delivered the bees. Yeah. The bees are out back. The bees were where they should be. Why don't you go help them? Why don't you go figure out where they are?
Who?
The bees? No. Need to help the bees?
The bees are fine. That's, why don't you go get the... Help the... Find out what's taking them so long.
Sure, but take a drink first.
All
right. Would you like some water? Would you like some mineral water? Would you like some ale? Would you like some more mineral water? Would you like some rock water?
Given the mineral water.
I'll give him some ale.
I kind of would like some mineral water, please.
Mineral water.
Give me 5 ales, please.
It's not good for him. He has brain damage.
Normal water. And you. It's the most.
This is just not good.
Yes? You have a nice mustache. Yes. As do you.
I think he has a nicer mustache than you, stranger.
What will you be having? Water's fine. Excellent.
Where'd that kid go?
Sitting at the bar.
I'm gonna go sit next to him.
Wait. Let's, why don't you go help them...
Does anyone have chapstick?
Actual chapstick?
Oh, I have petroleum jelly.
Well, they're taking a long time, and it's gonna be dark.
He said Latarium jelly.
I have Latarium jelly. Anybody else?
So, you guys get your mineral water and water, and he suggests that you go over to... It's really refreshing. It's really refreshing.
Yeah?
The mineral water tastes a little weird. But that's mineral water for you. It's refreshing, though.
This water tastes like minerals.
Yes, it's the finest minerals.
Real water!
What sort of minerals are in this mineral water?
Do you not normally have real water? Do you have fake water?
We can say that.
Gross.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so where are we going? How much are you paying us?
Ooh. You can split the reward. From grabbing the
as Representative Moradin,
but not representative of the party, Kuro, who keeps cool talking. Guy,
right? He's cool. Do you dig Moradin?
I'm sorry.
I don't know where that is.
How old are you?
I'm really sorry.
Kuro, you can't ask people that question.
That's kind of a rude question.
I'm sorry. I mean, I'm going by a script. You look like a very young man, so to talk to young people about Moradin... is being cool.
I just want to go home.
Well, just head in
we have some activities to get you used to.
Well, you know where big city, big province is, right?
Yo, that's where I'm from.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, just head in that direction, and on the way is Big Field.
Hi, Dad.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah. How are you?
Good.
How are
you guys
doing? Hello. Good.
We're playing D&D.
Right. just go to Big Field. They should be there.
We kind of spun around, could you just point us in that direction?
That's about... Oh, Ever. You still here? Oh, would you like to show them where the Big Field is?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. You guys just
Head over there, figure out why they're taking so long, and bring back the giant's ears.
What are these giant's ears?
Could
the
bees
you
relax stay, right?
For like
what?
Five
the bees
moments?
Stay, right?
Yes. Two, the, bees, like, the bees don't have to go.
One,
the bees will stay here.
Two,
rehearse.
Three, four. Why do I feel dumber and dumber every time I leave here?
Girl Pond says at the cart, it says, so good work, dumb. Guys. We'll see you later. Good work.
Talking to the bees.
Good work, yes.
Bees.
You too, good work.
So you guys leave.
You too, good work.
You guys leave.
You too,
yeah.
Good work.
Ever is leading in the general direction through the town.
I'm sorry, kid. I'm sorry. My name is Q Latari. Nice to meet you. I'm from the Cartesian Army. How old are you?
That's a rude question around here, apparently.
Oh, you are older than me. What?
He looks younger than you.
Hello? My name is Bear Moss. What's your name again?
He is lying. His name is Air Moss.
What was that town we were just in?
Hmm?
What was that?
You're walking through.
It looks like we're still in the town.
Yeah.
You're about the,
oh, we're
the edge
still
of the town.
Okay.
Like, still walking through it.
I see now.
Wait, so you don't know this place?
No, we're kind of new around here.
Oh, we're visiting.
But you know you. You know where you came from.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hmm.
He does not know where he came from. I have heard that he has brain damage.
He may
not
have
brain damage anymore,
that,
stranger.
That's pretty...
Did it get repaired?
Yes.
He had brain damage.
But I'm good now.
Yeah, we're from... Well, I'm from Kratos. You might not have ever heard of the place. But it's far from...
I've heard things like that before.
Yeah.
You may not have heard it.
That's true.
Yeah.
But it's from far, far away.
Yes.
So
I was born on the slopes of Mount Eberstair during an eclipse when the
I
moon
can
turned
juggle. Do you like
red
to juggle?
As blood.
Guys, I'm trying to...
I substitute my highest ability.
You guys kind of are headed to this... You see large... Marigolds. Just huge marigolds.
These are pretty big marigolds.
Look, marigolds. Blah, 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 blah. Crow's telling his life story. Blah, 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 blah.
Is this the big field?
So where is everybody?
Good observation, stranger.
It is big.
Yes.
Can we look around?
It is a field.
Yeah.
Do you know
want to look for?
Well, I mean, who are we looking for, Ever?
I believe the
people.
The guildmaster said the rest of the guild.
Do you recognize everybody here? Or
I would.
Okay, so let's keep looking then. Do you think they'll be in the forest or in the field?
Which way do we go? It's just a large field. It looks almost like...
Is there anyone in the field?
It's really hard to see because everything looks so large. It's a field that is... The flowers are maybe... Two or three stories high.
So it's a big field.
You have a flying thing. Go up.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure. I mean, I'm going to fly up.
You got you good.
Are
your feel, man?
Guild members flowers?
No, the flowers are flowers.
Oh.
Eros wants to hop on.
What are you doing?
What's up,
every,
bro?
Every time.
Coming out with you.
Can you just ask for next time?
Yep, next time.
Eros, don't do that. You might hit your head again.
Kuro, don't bring that up.
It's kind of hard.
You see a giant in the distance.
There's a giant over there.
Ah.
We should
go that way.
Is he a friendly giant? I'm going to come down. Hang on, Eros.
No.
Huh.
Can you stop tipping it? Thank you. I'm going to fall.
Very slow.
Eros.
All the books also fall off. The books that are always on the tensor floating disc.
Both of you roll acrobatics.
Why do you keep so many books on there?
Because I like to read. And if it'd be easier to carry, if people would...
Okay. He rolled a 1, so you get to see your first roster.
12.
I rolled a 1.
12.
What a great way to start this off. By the power vested in my legs... I declare thee
Ultra Blast
being Rost
Did he roll another one?
He rolled a six.
Oh. Okay.
Roll a one. Roll 2d4.
Oh no.
That's an okay.
That's so a six.
That's six total. Roll one more d4. So six hardcover books hit you in the balls. And three paperbacks hit you in the balls.
It's like, dun, 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 dun. Oh, do a bunch of books fall out?
Yeah.
I'll take that.
The entire tent is fully dusty. Right.
I start picking up
books. Here, man.
Thank you.
Here you go.
I read the titles.
At least it didn't hit him
what,
in the
what
head.
What are some of the titles of these books? A brief history is the largest book.
A brief history is the largest book. War and War is another one.
War and War.
There's also Peace and Peace, which is just like this thick. It's one of the paperbacks, actually.
Annotations of a Brief History.
Yeah.
The second biggest book, it's like 2 inches.
The unabridged version of a very long history of... There's an extremely long title. It runs all the way to the back. And then it runs to the inside of the cover. Unabridged version is like 2 pages.
Write this one down. I want you to actually have this book.
Okay.
A bridge journal.
A bridge journal.
Of Mirk Wharf. Spell it however you like.
Mirk Wharf?
Mirk Wharf, the concise.
Is that the one that hit my balls?
It's one of the hard... The yeah.
The dwarf. Mirk Wharf, the what?
The concise.
The concise. It's the third biggest book.
Hey, Ross, are you dying?
Possibly, who knows.
Alright, he's gonna put wound stitch powder on your balls.
Okay.
It stains.
It stains.
it's like straight peppermint oil in your balls.
Why?
What do you,
Soothing relief.
What do you, pain. What do you do around here, Ever?
It helps with the chafing, you know. Sometimes with, the vestments of Moradin, you know. It's hard to launder all the time, so.
You can glass blow? Wow.
Looks like.
But I do that at home.
You don't do that here.
With your glass blowing fountain.
It looks like there's a.
It's not a fountain.
So the giant in the distance was maybe only about 30 feet off. It was very close.
Let's head over there.
Just be nice. I don't like it.
Be nice.
I don't trust him.
Be nice.
I'll just have it on the
left. He's older than me.
You're the youngest one in the party now. How do you feel? Still.
Kuro would like to.
You have to do all
was Kuro able to see any of the giants?
Well, after Q pointed out, you see like past like the roots of the marigold. After it looks like large humps of just large humps of dirt that's been overturned. It's just lines and lines of large dirt. It's like kind of like humps like that.
Are they like? They're not graves, are they? Are they just like construction site piles of dirt?
They look like lines of dirt like this. Roll nature.
Is this farming? Are they farming? 14.
Do I know what this are?
It looks like tilled soil.
Kind of looks like they're farming.
Farming what?
Maybe the giant flowers?
So,
weird.
So, Kuro was... Yeah, after Q pointed, he was like, oh, there's a... Is it just
stop that arrow?
I better come down. It's like
you're swinging at the bottom.
Oh, perfect, thank you.
Okay.
What's Kuro doing?
Kuro would like. Is he able to spot any of the?
Yeah, he sees actually walking. The feet of the giants, and if he looks really high up, he can see kind of like at a distance.
How big are the giants?
It's a very large giant. Maybe like. So the marigolds were 2 or 3 stories tall. The giants maybe like 12.
So the marigolds are about as large as trees.
Yeah.
So like the trees.
He's really tall.
The trees just gave way to the marigolds.
Are they really, really large too? Like, are they proportioned to their height?
Yes.
How tall are they?
Damn. Like 2 to 3 stories. It's like you finally just realized that, like, wait, I'm not shrunk this time.
No. Damn. Guys, we should stay out of their path.
Are giants usually friendly? Eros readies an attack.
No. See, the thing is that for giants, if we're calm, they're more likely to be calm with us. Think about it like that.
So the giant, so they're going to not be calm at all.
They're going to be calm if you put away the crossbow.
Are you guys having this conversation?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're...
Okay, everyone, can we step out of the way?
It's Kuro's fault. The giant is turned around, and his eyes are like bloodshot, and he's foaming at the mouth. He just kind of pushes some marigolds aside, raises a club, and charges at the party. Roll for initiative.
Guys, we have incoming. Incoming.
You're going to roll for us, right?
Yeah, I can roll for you guys, actually.
Oh, but we... Okay.
If you rolled something really well, I'll I can just roll it in.
I rolled a 7.
23.
23?
This is my first good initiative.
You have a plus 4?
Yes.
Thoreau rolled a 15.
Wait.
No. Not a 23. I have a 27.
Nice.
You have a 27?
Because of improved initiative.
Okay. 27. What's your total initiative, Ross?
34.
34, and you get to act immediately, instinctively almost.
Yeah.
What's Evers?
Do you want 20, me to roll baby. For you?
Okay.
You got 20?
Yes,
oh, my God.
Okay. Good life. Oliver, did you roll for Kuro already? Do you want
15.
To roll? Okay. You. Is it Kuro's initiative plus 15?
Hmm? Is oh, it? no. That's... Wait, his... So... Oh, I'm sorry. His, I should add the initiative score, not the one half level, right?
No, just the initiative score. It should be in the top left of the sheet.
Yeah, he has 15, and then I roll a 10, so he has 25.
25. Oh, you have 15.
How much concealment do we have?
He looked right at you because you guys were talking loudly.
Right, but from the tall things.
Oh, from the tall things?
Yeah.
At his angle, probably partially concealed. I guess I'll just roll for the stranger.
Does he sees us, though.
Yeah.
He's, okay, he's noticed us.
He heard something, and then he's just charging. He doesn't necessarily see you, actually.
Oh.
He just charged in your direction.
Oh.
Frothing at the mouth, you see his eyes are bloodshot and red.
How big is the giant? The giant, if the marigolds are 2 stories tall, the giant is, like, 30 stories tall?
Three stories.
12 stories.
12 stories tall.
12 stories tall?
That giant is.
I thought he was 2 to 3 stories tall.
No, the flowers are.
Oh, what the hell?
So think of a regular person standing over like
a gangway. So he heard something, but now he's just charging in that direction. Because maybe he heard the clatter of the books, actually. And, ow! My balls!
Move out of the way. Move out of the way. You have to move out of the way, guys.
You don't have to really work with any information. Just go with what the party's doing. Because you know nothing can... But he looks really angry. It looks like he's frothing at the mouth. His eyes are red. And he's charging blindly with a club.
Okay. We should move out of
the way. So, who goes first?
Okay. Let me set...
Sure.
People old shit.
Woohoo!
Okay. Wow, it did this almost perfectly. Oh no, okay. So, Eros acts. Wait, do you guys want to do this with a grid or without?
Let's do it without the grid.
Let's do it without.
Okay. So we don't need this after.
Okay.
The next battle.
Okay.
We probably won't get to that tonight, though.
That's okay.
You guys are having some fun? So far?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you want to take a quick break, water, stuff like that?
Yeah, can I get some soda before we do this? Yeah.
Soda?
I think that, I just feel like that would be a good...
Is even soda?
Yeah. Oh, do you have soda?
Yeah. It's probably not cold, but...
That's okay.
I would appreciate that.
Yeah.
Just for some caffeine.
Are you good, Oliver? Are you good on Kuro's powers?
Yeah, let me review that.
Okay. They're very straightforward.
They are, okay.
Let me figure out if I remember how to do this. Wow. This is so good. I'm probably going to use Turn Tracker from now on.
Okay.
I'm gonna. Sorry, that was like really awkward and like getting things together, but I think it worked out.
Yeah, no,